Five Kinds of Handicaps for Understanding Exceptional Ability by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, Sage Narada therefore contemplated that the two demigods should remain for 100 years, in the time of the demigods, in the form of trees, and after that they would be fortunate enough to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, face to face, by His causeless mercy. And thus they would be again promoted to the life of the demigods and great devotees of the Lord. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 10.
1. With one hand tied behind my back.
Listen, I am much better than you at this. I am what you would consider a trained professional. This is not meant to demean you. It is a sort of intentional handicap in order to level the playing field. I will still display superior skill, but at least you will have a fighting chance. If you don't go up against such challenges, you will never get better at the craft. With one hand tied behind my back, you might be able to match me, at least for a little while.
2. Chess without a queen.
You want to play a game of chess? I am an expert. I actually teach the game to others. Not merely the basics, but advanced strategy. This is one of those disciplines you could spend years studying. It is a fascinating game, if you ask me. The lessons translate well to the journey through life. Since there is such a vast difference in skill level, I will be playing without a queen. This is arguably the most powerful piece a player has. Don't be alarmed. I am still going to win, and quite easily at that. But at least this way we will have somewhat of a contest, wherein you can get an idea of the different moves.
3. Shooting with my eyes closed.
Listen, I am not as good as Arjuna. As described in the Mahabharata, he can pierce the eye of a fish while looking at a reflection of it in water. That is amazing. No wonder the reward on the other side is exceptional. If a Bao warrior can do that, they can probably defend against the most violent attackers. Not on the shooting range or with an archery set, but on the basketball court, I am pretty good. When it comes to shooting free throws, I have the technique down to an almost exact science. I can make consecutive baskets without even looking. While closing my eyes, I can drop one swish after another.
4. Skating with a parachute.
What is this contraption, you ask? You want to know why I am hooking this up to my back? You have never seen one of these before? This is how I have been practicing my whole career. One of my trainers introduced me to it. It is both to increase fitness and somewhat replicate the experience during a game. We are skating freely right now, from one end of the ice to the other, but in a game there will be defenders obstructing our path. By wearing this parachute, we will have added difficulty in training. I see that you keep falling down. Don't worry, you will eventually get the hang of it. You say that it looks like the parachute is not affecting me at all, that I am gliding across the ice as if I have been turbocharged? Thanks for the compliment. I think such training will pay off when we face intense competition this upcoming season.
5. Liberating trees while tied to a mortar. As a famous talk radio host used to say, he was performing broadcast excellence with half his brain tied behind his back. It was a playful way of saying that he knew there were exceptional talents exhibited, which were on loan from the person who is the source of everything. That source has the most strength imaginable. It is impossible to accurately measure that strength. That is why the Sanskrit word adhokshaja applies to the source. We can try to use our experience as reference points, and those are certainly helpful, to an extent. As the darling child of Nanda and Yashoda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is able to conquer difficult foes without much effort. Even as a supposedly helpless infant, Krishna can subvert the poison attack of the witch named Putana. After being taken high into the sky by Trinavarta, it is Krishna who survives the descent back to land. When it comes to dropping trees, Krishna does not require an axe. He does not need the services of a powerful gust. His friends are not with him to increase the applied force. Rather, Krishna has so much strength and ability that he can knock down long-standing trees while he is tied to a mortar. This is one of the exceptional feats displayed during the series of incidents known as Damodara Leela. Krishna is tied to a mortar as punishment for naughty behavior. It is a brief incident, and the punishment is mild. It is more for Krishna's protection, so that he stays in one place and doesn't run away in fear. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, takes advantage of the facility by pulling the mortar between two trees. This drops them safely to the ground. Those trees are actually demigods previously cursed by Narada Muni. They receive liberation through the meeting with Krishna. They are now forever remembered through their association with Damodara, the one who was bound by the belly to the mortar. In closing, by the belly was bound, to that mortar found, punishment the mother to make, Krishna now opportunity to take, to drop standing trees of twin, demigods now liberation to win, with slightest force applied, the strongest even when tied,